Hi, thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Jody. May I please have the email address on the account you've called in about today?
Don't know if I gave you one.
Okay. Well, may I ask the reason for your call today?
I have to update my credit card and I wanted to double my order.
Okay, I'll take a look at that. May I have your
No.
fir-
You sent
I'm
me.
sorry.
I'm sorry. Do you want the email still?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
It's J like January, S like September, friend, FRIEND, 129@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. Let's take a look here. Please verify your shipping address.
129 Friend Road, Washington, PA, 15301.
Thank you. All right, let me take a look at this. All right, is this for the Omax 3 Ultra Pure? You're receiving that every 60 days, two boxes every 60 days?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's get that up the card updated. It looks like it says your next delivery failed to process, so that would have been on May 1st. All right. So let me get that. Okay. One second, please. Okay, no. Answer my own question.
Did you ask me something? I didn't.
No, I was reaching out. We've had some updates to the policy, and I was asking, do we still update card information for customers? We do not. I'm going to send you a link, a secure link. You're able to update that information yourself. So I'm going to send that to the email address that was verified. All right. An email has been sent to update your payment information.
Okay. Now, if I
All
want
right.
to double it, double the amount what do I need to do?
Let me see here. One second. This was on the 30th. All right. So most updates right now, we're still undergoing an update. So let me see if we have access to that yet. This message was sent out on the 30th, and it says 24 hours, so that would be today. No, today's the 2nd, so it should be good. But let's okay. All right. I don't see an update where it's saying that we are back in business to update. Okay, I can do that. All right. All right, so what you were wanting to double that? Double, so you want four boxes coming every 2 months?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I just tried to update my information. It didn't work.
Didn't work. Okay.
Thought I typed it right. Maybe I didn't. I should have checked it before I submitted it.
That's all right. Go ahead and you can try that again while I'm updating your subscription. Okay. All right, so that's going to change the price. Wait one second. Let me go back.
Oh, maybe I didn't put a zero in front of the two for the date. Two digits. Again.
All right. So I have your update.
What am I doing wrong?
All right. Are you getting an error message?
Yeah, it says failed to update your payment details. Please try again.
Okay, let me.
I don't have very good internet where I'm at either, and I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
That may. Okay, let me ask. Give me 1 second. If I tell you what, let's X out of that email. I'm going to send another one. Maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe you need a fresh link. So I'm going to resend you a link. Maybe because the first one didn't go through, I'm going to send another email. All right, look for the email with the subject, edit your payment details. If not found, check your spam folder.
It must have gone to the same. There's one at 7:30 and one at 7:33.
Okay, check the 7:33.
Okay. It looks the same as the first one.
That's okay. Let's just go with that one. It's a new, we'll try it fresh.
Does it matter if I use Safari or Google or anything?
I wouldn't think that has anything to do with it.
It's the same card. I don't know if I have my middle initial on my card or not.
Let me see. I'll look at this one.
Exact same card. It just has a new expiration date and security code.
Okay, so it doesn't have your middle initial.
Does not?
No, ma'am.
Okay. That's how I put it in. Let's see what happens. I was selecting just to have it auto fill in there, but let me type it all in there in case that something goofed up there. Right, here goes nothing. Let me look at it again. Hold your breath. It did not work.
Still didn't work.
No.
Okay. All right, so let me reach out and let them know that it's not working. So let me ask you, it's the same card. What about it is changing? Is it the
The expiration date and the security code?
Okay, all right. So
the other information is the same.
Okay.
And I think the last time I called to update it, because they gave me a new card, I didn't want one, but they gave me a new card.
Mm-hmm.
And when I called, I don't think they even needed my security code. They just needed the new expiration date.
Right.
But now I guess it needs that too, but for some reason.
All right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to place this on a document to have a supervisor give you a call back, and they'll be able to assist you with getting that card updated. Hang on 1 second. Okay. What's a good number to call you? Excuse me, to call you back on.
Wait. I got a message from Synchrony Fraud Solutions for this card. Are these valid? It says $1 OMAX. Why does it say Amazon.com?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Oh, wait, it's listing a couple different things. Your card may be locked until you reply. Oh, okay, hang on. Maybe this is why it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
Comax Health is right. Amazon.com, I didn't order anything from. Wait. All right, I'm going to have to do this. I don't think they need to call me. I think I need to figure this out.
Okay.
One of these, nothing goes through Amazon.com, right? Omax doesn't go
right.
through Amazon.
No, it does not. That's correct.
So why is it, it's a zero. Amazon, the amount is zero. But why would it do that? I don't even have an account there.
At Amazon?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Yeah, give them a call, and if you want to give us a call back.
Okay, I'll try the link again and see if it works.
Yeah.
After they take this lock off.
Definitely, yes, ma'am.
Why they did that? They did it at 7:31, right in between the two emails.
Right. Yeah, that was after the first one, right?
After the first one, yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, get that taken care of. Give us a call back. I'll hold off on this document and wait for you to return the call.
Okay, but it's still, if I don't call back,
mm-hmm.
will they still call me?
Yeah, okay, so I'll go ahead and have it sent in. Yes, ma'am, I can do that for you.
Yeah, go ahead and send it. Just give me a few minutes to try and figure this out.
Okay, what's a good contact number?
724, I'll do my house, 222, oh no, it's not 222, 228. 7383.
Okay. All right. Yes, ma'am. And I'll ask them to hold off maybe 30 minutes. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling Omax Health, and you have a great day.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.